This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, September 11th. Okay, sorry to podcast on a kind of a sad day because of the 9/11 anniversary, but should let you know what's going on with the CPI and all. So the CPI came in line with economist estimates, but the core rate, which includes food and energy, was up 0.3%, and the economists are expecting 0.2%. What we call shelter costs, owner's equivalent rent, went from 0.1% in July to 0.3% in August. So that's part of the CPI problem is the cost of housing and all. Okay, energy prices are up 2.1%, food prices are up 0.1%. When we strip out food, energy, and commodity costs, the core rate of inflation was only 0.1%. So that's the good news. The bad news is no one knows that, okay? The other bad news is the 2-year treasury yield went up, although the 10-year yield went down. So right now, it looks like the Fed has to increase rates because market rates went up. Now, Christopher Waller, one of the smartest people on the Fed, has been saying that inflation's cooling. You know, even if Waller and Kevin Warsh didn't want to raise rates, there's going to be other people on the FOMC that do. So I'm going to be very curious what that vote is. And Walsh said he will not fight market rates. So it looks like we're going to have a Fed rate hike. And also the ECB raised rates yesterday anyway. So whether this is right or wrong, that's where we're at. Now, we're getting some relief on oil prices today, and I want to be very clear on why, okay? Oil spiked, especially diesel costs spiked, and jet fuel, because the Houthis were trying to attack the Saudi refinery facilities. Saudi makes a lot of diesel and refined product for the rest of the world, okay? And those refineries are still operational, but the fact that the Houthis were trying to attack them really caused a spike. Now, we are at the time of year where demand is going to drop, okay? And it may not be obvious at this second, but it'll be very obvious within 5 or 6 weeks. Inventories have to be replenished. How fast certain countries will replenish their inventories, we'll see. But you know, I don't expect that big of a drop because of the inventory replenishment. In the meantime, you know, we profit from all this. We have all the shipping stocks. We have refiners. We have integrated energy companies. So rather than worry about these things, we can just profit from it, okay? And that's what I try to do. Apple is acting very well after its Wednesday event. On Navalier Market Buzz, I discussed this, and the only thing I want to caution everybody on, because everybody now assumes the iPhone Duo is going to be a big deal. I was calling it the iPhone Ultra. It's now officially called the iPhone Duo. That's the folding iPhone. You can't order it till October, and it won't be in the Apple stores till October 23rd. So that means the iPhone Duo sales are going to show up in the first quarter announcement. The fourth quarter announcement happened in the first quarter in January. So essentially, Apple's going up because of the Duo. Okay, you can order an iPhone 18 tomorrow on Saturday, and I don't know how that's going to sell. Okay, that wasn't that big of an upgrade. The Duo is going to be the big hit, and that those results will not show up. So the main thing with Apple now is analyst estimates. As long as the analysts continue to revise their estimates higher, things will be fine. The Duo, by the way, came in at starting price of $1,999. But if you put more memory on it, it gets up to $3,199. Now, not everybody needs that memory, but and just so you know, all your kids and grandkids want a lot of memory because that's where they keep all their stuff. Anyway, so very expensive phone. It'll, also, some providers will allow you to use the Duo with your regular iPhone. So you can have the Duo at home, you can have your regular iPhone for travel, work, whatever. So I find that to be somewhat interesting as well. So, but I just want you to be aware of that. Obviously, Apple's guidance is excellent, and we just have to watch how fast the analysts raise their estimates. But again, the announcement they're going to have in October isn't going to have any iPhone Duo earnings in it, because the orders don't start till October. Okay. Good stocks bounce. We have stocks that profit from a lot of the problems out there. As far as the Fed raising rates, no one will be surprised if that happens. It's already built in. Market rates went up. So we are where we are, and hopefully we'll get inflation cooling off, and then the Fed can undo what it just did, what I'm anticipating they're going to do. So President Trump, I'm sure, will be furious, okay, if they raise rates, okay? But there's market rates, and maybe Scott Bessent and it can explain it to him. So this will be very, very interesting. Otherwise, we did just test Stock Grader. It's working better than ever. It's identifying the crumb and cram out there. We're static with that. We discussed that on Nadler Market Buzz. We showed you the test on Nadler Market Buzz. This is the one coming out on Sunday. And so take a look at it, and you can see how we model and we pick stocks and all that good stuff. So that said, everybody enjoy the weekend. I'm very, very comfortable and confident that our stocks will continue to break out and lead the way. We will get more acceleration in the second half of September than we are right now. But I do like how my stocks are acting as I talk to you. Take care, everybody. It's Louie Navalier.